First, let's straighten out this name business.
Our original name had the word hack in it, and we those of us in the know knew what it meant, felt like it was a positive term, but it was not perceived that way on the outside.
Justin Burns co-founded a hackerspace now called OliMega, short for Olympia Makers, Engineers, Geeks, and Artists. A steadily growing list of similar community workshops are sprouting in other Northwest cities. They sport names like Fab Lab, Maker Mill, or Maker House.
We started out and have generally been focused on just being a resource for people, being a space where quirky individuals, people that are creative, can come together and make stuff that they couldn't make on their own.
On a recent balmy weeknight, about 25 people gather around various workbenches and shared tools in the back of a converted warehouse. Colorful papier-mâché animals from a neighboring art studio hang from the rafters. The tinkerers happily chat over half-assembled projects. A freelance computer programmer slash musician demonstrates a pedal steel guitar he rebuilt. These dues-paying members have discovered do-it-yourself is more fun when you can do it with others. What started as a social gathering place has also become a home for people developing prototypes for commercial ventures. Mechanical engineering graduate Nicholas Stanislavski shows a miniature toy catapult kit he designed and plans to sell.
I'm going to probably see how Etsy works, getting them on there.
That's an online marketplace for crafts.
I've been working on seeing how far I can go with this.
The OliMega Makerspace is organized as a nonprofit, but close to a third of the Northwest makerspaces we identified are incorporated as for-profits. A good example of one of these is Metrics Create Space in Seattle. Owner Matt Westervelt oversees a basement warren of tool stations. He charges by the minute or the hour to use devices such as a laser cutter, soldering room, or knitting machine. He says he didn't specifically set out to create a hotbed for new business ventures, but it served that purpose in spades.
Every single day I come in here, I am surprised at what's going on. I like to make introductions when possible, but it's not from a incubator sort of sense, right? Like, we're not taking a slice out of any new company that starts up here, other than what we charge for the services.
Here's an example of what can sprout. A medical device company in Seattle called Shift Labs can trace its roots to a serendipitous meeting at a place called Hackerbot Labs and the discarded parts bin there. 3 years later, the startup company is close to marketing a cheaper alternative to an IV infusion pump they've dubbed the Drip Clip.
So the very first one was thrown together literally in an evening.
That's Shift Labs co-founder Phil Rutschman. Marketing director Chris Coward says the hackerspace was crucial to the company's genesis.
There's this thing I would call it the lone thinker myth, that people have these eureka moments on their own. It's kind of like the Gauguin, the statue. That's largely a myth. And that what the research says is that most good ideas and creativity and invention comes out of the collision of ideas, when people are able to interact, and mostly in physical environments.
Coward foresees makerspaces rising in importance as the workforce becomes more freelancer, free agent oriented. In fact, the Olympia Makerspace recently reached out to its County Economic Development Council to discuss potential collaborations. And a business school professor at the University of Washington is in the midst of a national study to get a handle on what she calls community-based innovation. I'm Tom Bonsi in Seattle.